Okay, after practice, talking to... I'm going to get it right. You ready? I'm just going to... It's going to flow off my tongue. Ready? Simon Svijanovic. How do I do?
Perfect.
Okay. First, let's talk... What's it like having your brother here? Like, what's that like for you?
It's great. I feel like just in the first couple months he's been here, we've really grown a lot closer as brothers.
Yeah.
Because growing up, I was a lot closer to my older brother, and the two younger ones stuck together. Now me and Peter are really just... bonding as brothers in a way that we never had before. And really he's out now, but
he's rehabbing an injury from, or what is it, what is he out for?
Yeah, rehabbing an injury, and he's got the coaches every day are pulling him back because he just wants to do more and more and more to get back on the field. He's got that fire in him.
Yeah,
and I know it's partly because I'm watching over his shoulder, and partly just because he loves football so much, but it's great having me here for him, and it's great having him here for me, because we're watching each other and we want to show each other how good we are. Because, I mean, long distance, we've been talking about how good a football players are. Now I get to show each other.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about senior year, man. This is it. You know, we're going, you know, a leadership position. This is kind of your line, you know, yep. You, Mike, and Alex. And, you know, what's this like for you facing, you know, last year of football?
I love it. I mean, I feel like we got a great... tight-knit group of guys. We all love each other and we'll do anything for each other, and that helps in practice because we don't want to let each other down, and it helps me as a leader because when I get on one of these guys, they listen. So they respect me as a player, but they also respect me as a friend, like a brother, because we're that close. Yeah. So
talk to me about right tackle a little bit. You know, you're looking for a new bookend. You know, Corey's graduated and he's taken his knee off to other places. So, you know, Austin Schmidt has been running with the one some. Tell me about, you know, what you see in some of the guys who are going for the right tackle spot.
Yeah, if Schmidt wants that spot, he's going to have to grow up quick, and he knows that. And there's other guys behind him that are pushing to take that from him. Mm-hmm. Flavin's really stepping up. He's working on technique every day. Things that he's been doing that he's been asked to correct for a while. Now he's finally getting kicked in the ass and telling him, you know, let's fix these things. So because you got a spot that you can earn.
Yeah.
And same with DeLauro coming back from his injury. Peter, those guys are up Schmidt's butt trying to take that spot from him. So everyone's working hard to get that spot, and it helps.
Yeah.
It helps everybody work harder.
Last question. Tell me what you learned from the seniors last year as far as leadership. There was a lot of talk about how those 10 guys, the 10 scholarship seniors, were great leaders for this team, and now they've passed it to you guys. What did you learn? What will you apply this year? You know, talk to me about that.
I think I learned the most from Corey directly because he would literally take me out of bed and bring me to the weight room and get all that extra work in because I know how bad he wants it. And all those guys, they all want it so bad. They want to win. They want to play in the NFL now. They work their butts off, and that's the biggest thing is they've instilled a workmanship attitude in us. So
yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, Simon.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Talking to you.
All right.